Alright everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Silver, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hey Sandman, I'd like you to do a video on the clown Jesse Lee Peterson. He's in a stream telling us what a real man does and doesn't. Please dismember him with your acute observations and winning way with words. Well, Silver, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I put a link in the description to the half-hour video you sent me from Jesse Lee Peterson's Odyssey channel. I think that Jesse Lee means well, but he's out of touch with reality. In the video, he takes a call from a 37-year-old MGTOW guy that tells him he's done with dating because he saw how his father was wrecked with a divorce, and Peterson just asks him what it feels like to be defeated, which is just a fancy way of calling him a coward. He also says that men aren't supposed to give up and they're not supposed to go their own way. To that, all I have to say is, okay, boomer. Jesse Lee is 72 years old. And the 37-year-old calling him is half his age. Lee is out of touch because of generational differences. Instead of preaching his boomer ways, he should first pick up Strauss Howe's book called The Fourth Turning. Take the year 1929, for example. There were four different generations alive at that time, but the Great Depression impacted each one of them differently. If you had your home paid off, had assets and cash outside the banks, and worked for the government, you didn't suffer as much. If you were a young man starting a family and got into debt to buy your first fridge and car before the crash and lost your job and there was no welfare to help you out, you could starve. If you're a boomer today and you don't have a house and money saved for retirement, that's your fault. Because in the mid to late 80s and 90s, you could work as a day laborer or cab driver and still afford a single family home. Outside of inflation in the 70s and early 1980s, boomers had it pretty easy for almost 30 years of their lives. Jesse Lee thinks that his version of reality when he was 37 years old back in 1983 is the same reality young people find themselves in today. Back then, interest rates were 15 to 20% as opposed to 1 to 2% today. So you had to manage your money as well as your women back then a whole lot differently. Much like many of the men's rights activists that I met, he doesn't actually make an effort to try and understand younger guys. He just shames them for not living the way that he wants them to based on his own value system. Unfortunately, a lot of guys are falling for it, and traditionalism in a world that's anything but. I'll discuss more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the 70-year-old man giving 30-year-old men dating and marriage advice clown world show. I thought that Jesse Lee Peterson was only in his 50s based on his energy and appearance. I never thought he was 72 years of age. He continues by telling Joseph, the 37-year-old guy that called in, that the Catholic Church, what it's teaching him is wrong, and that real men become stronger through tougher times. According to him, you have to deal with bad women to become a stronger man. He's telling men to deal with women, even if women call the cops on them. I guess he'll be stronger in the slammer. Joseph tells him that he got a false accusation of domestic violence thrown at him from his stepmother, and this put him off of all women. Joseph also says that MGTOW men want to wait out there for better times, but that's not what a fully self-actualized man going his own way is willing to do. He's checked out of the possibility of being on the plantation a long time ago, and instead that's something that an MRA would do, or a men's rights activist. That's why at first I wasn't 100% sure of that Joseph the caller is actually a MGTOW. There's a slim possibility that he's a plant there to allow Jesse Lee to bash MGTOW. In my opinion, it sounds to me like Peterson probably wouldn't be able to live a month without women giving him validation. Watch some of his earlier videos where he's talking to attractive women and look at the changes in his body language and how his eyes light up when they're around him. Jesse also says men need to change the laws, which proves to me that his value system is that of a men's rights activist. As for bashing MGTOW, saying we're a group of weak men that have given up and that men are supposed to endure and be strong, he sounds like he doesn't even understand MGTOW, and appears to be shaming us to get married. He's doing the bidding of gold-digging slurs while telling everyone he's doing God's work. God sure is a lucky gal to have someone like him working for her. The apostles weren't married and they followed Christ. So why did today's men have to get either? Silver, about two-thirds of the way through this video, Peterson calls Joseph a beta male and tells him that he shouldn't get married because a woman will walk all over him and destroy his children. But at the same time, he's calling him a loser for going his own way. Doesn't that sound like a contradiction? He gives Joseph the advice of getting into his mother's mindset that's inside of himself. He says that when he's ready, God will give him a wife. How do you argue with a man that's so sure in his Christian faith that there's no way you can convince him that the best way to win the relationship and marriage game is not to play in the first place? I kept hearing the same thing over and over again about how men aren't supposed to give up, and it sounds to me like Jesse Lee is more interested in convincing himself of his own belief system and philosophy instead of helping his caller. Joseph is a 37-year-old guy that has to deal with the shame of failure and humiliation and embarrassment from society because he doesn't have a wife and kids. But to him, it still makes sense staying single instead of how much a woman can ruin his life. Besides the shame he's getting from society, he's also being shamed by Jesse Lee for being a beta male, and it makes it even harder to stay positive. Joseph also says that educated women have big egos that grow out of control and they become evil, and Peterson appears to take on his attitude that a Christian man is not afraid of rational arguments like women having power in society to destroy their lives. Silver, I could barely get through this video, but I'm glad I did, because Joseph shared the story about how his father lost millions of dollars to his mother, and then he got remarried to a card-carrying feminist, and that ended for him poorly as well. The feminist ended up cheating on his father. All Peterson can say at that point is, "What did your father do to you?" Meaning that he's blaming Joseph's father instead of the bad women that he chose to marry. You can't rationalize with Jesse because he's a white knight for women. That's like someone telling me they went their own way because their mother was awful to their father. And then I asked them, "What did your father do to deserve the abuse he got from your mother? Was he not Christian enough for the Christ Club?" Joseph continues by telling Peterson that he's considering having a child through surrogacy. He doesn't explain why, but we all know why. Men like certainty and that our own children won't be taken away at the drop of a hat. Jesse Lee just calls him a sad, poor excuse of a man that's taking a coward's way out by using surrogacy to have a kid. I called MGTOWs cowards for not dating back in 2015, when I was dating and there was a backlash against me. So I first thought that Jesse Lee might have been married and has love goggles on. But looking him up on Wikipedia, I found out that he's been engaged twice, but he never married. So he's going his own way all this time. Yet he's shaming other guys that are also going their own way. No wonder this guy has the time to put out 2 or 3 YouTube videos out every single day, because he doesn't have a wife to answer to. I guess he's not ready for a wife either, because God hasn't given him one yet, even though he's a self-described alpha male, and he's ready for one apparently. Jesse Lee says that a man doesn't know what he wants in life, so he can't plan your life because God has a plan for you instead. Joseph says that he appreciates his opinion and seems to be okay agreeing to disagree. Peterson continues by making fun of MGTOW, which he technically is himself, by saying it's a club of men shaking each other's hands and feeling good about being losers. That's something a men's rights activist might say. As far as I'm concerned, MGTOW makes you stronger because you have to overcome the shame that comes from society and guys like Jesse Lee Peterson seeing you as a failure and an embarrassment. You get tougher emotional skin because you don't care what other people say about you, and you can live without female validation and still maintain a stable emotional state of mind while doing so. Jesse Lee Peterson is a far-right guy that believes in traditionalism on the surface, but he's not married and has a child outside of wedlock. And when he's talking to Joseph, he's using guilt and shame like many of the Christians, myself included, would have used back in the day, trying to bring in converts. You take someone that's in an emotionally vulnerable state and then you shame them until they start doing what you say as a form of repentance. MGTOW done right is not men giving up on life. It's men choosing a life that makes more sense for themselves. Jesse Lee has done that for himself, but he appears to be shaming men that try and do it for themselves too. I thought about calling this video, "Jesse Lee Peterson is a MGTOW." There's a good chance he's probably single living alone without a wife or girlfriend, and yet he's still attacking us. We should be shaming him for walking away from 2 women he promised to marry, but then backed out. We should call him a coward for not getting married. Yet he's doing that to us instead. There's a good chance it's all just projection on his part. He's shaming single men going their own way that don't want to get married first because people in his audience would do that to him instead. If that's the case, then that's what many women typically do. Attack you before you even get the thought in your mind to attack them first. He criticizes Joseph for having a beta mindset while he has the mindset of a woman. Projection is how a coward hides his insecurities by dumping onto other people and then attacking them because he's so afraid of people criticizing him. Obviously, I have no proof of that, but I'm just saying you can't criticize men for not being married when you yourself are not married either. Jesse Lee obviously dyes his hair as well so that he can look a lot younger than he really is. He's probably afraid of being irrelevant if he showed off a full head of gray hair. He's not like that wise Morgan Freeman that doesn't care if people see him with all his gray glory. He doesn't even show a little bit of gray on his sides, as his entire head is jet black. I feel bad for Jordan B. Peterson, because people might confuse him for Jesse Lee Peterson. I don't really know what else I can say about Jesse. Multiple people have commented on this attack video, and it really just shows that he's not only out of touch with the red pill men that are mostly in their 30s and 40s, but he's definitely out of touch with black pill men in their teens and 20s. What's really sad is that many men, as we get older, we refuse to change with the times. That's one thing I have to credit women with. At least they try and adapt and change somewhat socially to the new reality around them. But nothing is more sad than a man that's still acting like women are the same today for 30-year-old men as they were back in 1983. I would love to see Peterson get on Tinder and get rejected over and over again, until he finally black-pilled himself. If you don't want to end up like him, then continue talking to women on platforms like Tinder and see the crazy amount of emotional abuse women put out instead of listening to 70-year-old men going their own way, shaming 35-year-old men doing the same. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Silver for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Jesse Lee Peterson, the preacher, knocked up a single mother with his baby batter and didn't even marry her. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the boomers telling you how to live your life like it's 1965 away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.